This morning, a group of Jeffrey Epstein's sex trafficking survivors are set to share their firsthand accounts of abuse, many for the first time, as officials face relentless pressure to release all files related to the Epstein investigation. The group of women met with the House Oversight Committee for more than 2 hours yesterday. House Speaker Mike Johnson was among those who described the meeting as heartbreaking before releasing 33,000 pages of Epstein-related documents, the vast majority of which were already public. And now Johnson refuses to allow a House vote that would compel the Justice Department to release the full Epstein files.
It does not adequately protect the innocent victims, and that is a critical component.
Fellow Republican Representative Thomas Massie has filed a petition trying to force that vote to happen, accusing Johnson of caving to pressure from President Trump.
I think he thinks he can just make this go away by telling people there's nothing here. The problem is this is bigger than him, and he can't make it go away by saying there's nothing here.
Trump, after campaigning on the release of the Epstein files, has since downplayed its importance. He said last month he's in favor of full transparency.
I'm in support of keeping it totally open. I couldn't care less.
Democrats are calling on the administration to follow through.
Donald Trump has the power right now to release all of the Epstein files and documents. Right now. The DOJ is refusing to release the documents that have been subpoenaed.
Massie noted he doesn't think the president is implicated in the files, but believes he has rich and powerful friends who are, and vows to get enough support to force a vote to release all the files.